Welcome, everybody, to the very first episode of Kill Them All from the Tome of Annihilation and the Jungle Peninsula of Chult. I'm Acerak, the undead wizard. We'll talk more about my qualifications in a minute, but first, what is Kill Them All? Simply put, it's a monster interview show, and it's a podcast about world domination. If, like myself, you are interested in raising an army of the undead to ravage an unsuspecting world, you belong here. If, like others, you want to extract as much fortune, fame, and wealth as possible from the unwashed masses, you belong here too. And if you want to feed brains to a gigantic brain you worship in your basement, we have room for you as well. Or if you just want to kill everyone, we name the podcast after that desire specifically. Kill them all! Now, who am I? As I alluded earlier, I'm an arch-lich, an undead wizard. For your mind's eye, I'll share that I typically enjoy wearing purple robes, my trademark spiky hat, and a walking stick with a skull on the end. Despite my best efforts, part of my left cheek has rotted off, but my eye sockets gleam in a menacing way. And I've trapped the souls of thousands of naive adventurers out to get me. But we all have to start somewhere. Today I'm interviewing a new player on the block, who at this point only has a lifespan of 11 days. But I'm sure she'll soon be beyond life and death, and will be colleagues for centuries to come. Please join me in welcoming Meepo the Kobold.
Thank you, Acerak. It's an honor to be here.
Tell the listeners at home what you look like.
Oh, I'm just your standard kobold, I guess. I'm a 2-foot-tall reptilian humanoid. I have malted purple scales and an alligator's jaw. I'm wearing pink nail polish on my claws and my horns.
Tell us what you're all about, Meepo.
Well, it's much more humble compared to the stuff you're getting up to. I'm new to the business, you might say. But I have about 100 children and they're all hungry. So I really didn't mean to get into villaining. I was kind of forced into it. It's hard out there for a single mother.
But you do enjoy being a villain now, correct?
Oh, Asmodeus, yes! There's nothing like getting the better of some stupid farmer who thinks they're tough enough to come into your lair.
Boy, do I know that feeling. Tell us about the most powerful adventurer you ever killed.
Oh, that would definitely be Yatiba Hindeldorf. A halfling cleric of Helm. She had this glowing flail that turned purple every time it drew blood.
Ugh, these magic weapons, always with the blood stuff.
She actually came alone, which was bold of her.
A lone cleric. Interesting.
I was out of spells for the day, so I knocked her upside the head with a sharp rock. Then I put her into a loincloth and tied her up to my altar to Balrig the Dragon Lord.
Classic choice.
I thought so too, but she complained about it, saying it was sexist and old-fashioned. So I tied up a few male prisoners in the same way next to her before I sacrificed them all to Balrig.
That was progressive of you. You said you were out of spells. I didn't know you were a fellow spellcaster.
Oh, it's not much. I mostly just light things on fire.
You know, as the centuries have passed, the more I learn about spellcasting, the more I respect a good, simple fire.
Oh, that's good to hear. That I'm on the right track. I like the way it sparkles.
I enjoy the scars it leaves on my enemies. I like burning down temples and orphanages. There's nothing like the smell of human fat roasting in a raging inferno. Not that I can smell much these days.
Oh, I've never burned down a temple before.
You haven't? Oh, I'm excited for you. You never forget your first temple burn. Anyway, tell us about your plans for the future.
Well, I mentioned Balrig the Dragon Lord before. I worship him, but I also actually know where he lives. And it's not too far from a little smuggling operation I ran. So I offer him tribute from time to time, and we've been getting chummy. Eventually, I'm going to ask him if he will turn me into a dragon. I've heard that's how kobolds can extend their lifespan.
Good thinking. You know, villaining is really a meritocracy. If you deliver Bullrig the head of the nearest mayor or something, I think you have a good chance of becoming a dragon. Or he'll burn you to cinders for asking.
He's actually a green dragon with poison breath, so I'm going to wear a respirator when I ask. And if that goes well, from there I'll have a good 750 years of life before I start having to think about death magic.
I know most dragons look down their nose at magic that brings you beyond life and death, but I can't recommend it enough. I've never felt more alive, or dead, I suppose.
Yeah, if turning into a dragon doesn't pan out, I might have to pick your brain on becoming an undead wizard. A lich!
A kobold lich. There's a first time for everything, I suppose. I needed a good 30 years to understand the magic that made me immortal. But perhaps you're a quicker study than I was with your short lifespan.
I'd really like to escape the cold embrace of death. I'm pretty sure I will go to the Nine Hells after I die.
I remember those days, fearing divine retribution, extending my lifespan with one potion or another. You know, sometimes I miss that. It's all so easy now.
Well, I only have 11 days left of my natural lifespan, so I better get cracking.
We'll let you get back to it, Meepo. You know what? I'll have my people send you some notes on how to trap adventurers' souls. You could use those to live longer.
Oh, I would be so grateful for that.
Not a problem. We'll see you later. Now, wasn't that something? You've got to admire that little lady's courage. There are so many adventurers that could split her skull in half. But does that stop her? No. She presses on, irrespective of the danger. I guess as a single mother, that's what you have to do. Like Meepo, this podcast has humble beginnings. An arch-lich interviewing a kobold? Some would find it ridiculous. But in this show, we hope to catalog all sorts of perspectives on what it's like to be a villain. Contrary to what some say, I think there's more than one right way to do it. So if you're a villain bent on world domination, or an orc marauding through dwarven mines, or even if you're just a mayor with a mean streak, we want to talk to you. Until next time, remember, kill them all!